And Howard, suppose it was bottom land. What would that mean?
That'd be swamp land.
Mm-hmm. How would they get the water off?
Drain it. Dredge ditch.
Uh-huh. And the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Marsh is where, I don't know, didn't vegetation, or, I don't know.
One interesting thing I've been told is that the swamp is a big area, but that a marsh might be a
small area, that's right.
Small in a field,
that's
marshy.
Marsh, uh-huh.
There that it doesn't stand water all the time.
That's right.
That's
huh.
And ground that is exceptionally rich, you say, well, that's very...
Humus, soil.
And you use a fertile, or...
Mm-hmm, fertile, uh-huh. That ground is fertile.
And would you remember saying fertile or fertile?
Fertile.
Fertile always.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard fertile.
And different kinds of land. What is buckshot land? Do you have that?
That's something that won't grow anything. You know, white land.
It looks like it's got a little buckshot all in it.
Mm-hmm.
A little white, different colored grains of sand.
Is it sandy or a lot of clay?
It's some of it's got sand in it. We've got some out here that's got it's buckshot in it. It's white,
mm-hmm.
clay-like.
Mm-hmm. How about gumbo? Gumbo land.
Yeah, I know what that is, too.
I don't know what it is. We don't have any.
We don't have any here.
Would you explain that? I'm not...
It's a heavy black...
It's just black. It's real rich. But
is it
you've
rich
got to work gumbo when it's wet. You can follow... It can be covered with water. And as the water goes down, you can get right in there and plow. Mm-hmm. You've got to plow when it's wet or you won't plow.
It
gets just as hard as concrete.
Is that gumbo land?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've got to break it away.
That must be between the hills and the river, then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Over in Lake County.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. After you get over on the other side of the levee, where a lot of gumbo.
Mm-hmm. And loam, what is that? Do you ever use that?
Well, that's a good soil, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Loam's good soil.
Yeah, any good soil.
Mm-hmm.
Then would you call gumbo?
It's different kinds of loam. There's silt loam and
I see.
Two or three different kinds of loam. I forget the names of them.
Mm-hmm. And when you plowed, did you ever plow?
No, but I know what that is.
what's the difference between plowing and breaking the ground? Is that the same?
Well, when you break the ground, you're turning the soil over
mm-hmm.
and turning the top to the bottom. And that's called breaking the ground. And plowing is after your crop gets up and you plow through it. Am I right?
Right.
Cultivate it.
What you got corn, if you got corn, you go and plow that row.
Mm-hmm. And,
well, they don't do that much now.
But you use a plow to break the ground.
Mm, I see. And when you break the ground, you turn over
the sod. Under.
The sod, and you call those you're making what?
Furrows.
Furrows.
Yeah.
And after or while you're plowing, suppose you have two horses and a left-handed plow. What do you call the horse over here?
Okay, you plowed a lot with horses, two horses.
What do you mean, Cody?
A lead horse and an off horse.
Yes, the lead and the off.
Mm-hmm.
The lead is on the left.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And